This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 144 for Monday, November 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are mostly weaker Monday, as the market continued to consolidate just below the highs hit last week. Canola was up $2 to down $1.40. The front months all lower, January down $1.40 at $559.10 per ton. Speculative selling was a feature, as investors booked profits on recent gains. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar today and ample supplies in the commercial pipeline also weighed on values. However, end-user demand does remain solid, providing underlying support. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil also helped temper the losses. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly higher at the close, as broad gains in outside equity markets provided spillover support. Solid economic data out of China and Japan, along with optimism over another COVID-19 vaccine, underpinned global markets. The January soybean contract was up 5.5 cents at 11.53 and a half per bushel. Solid demand from both exporters and domestic crushers accounted for some of the day's strength. Weekly inspection data showed more than 2.2 million tons of U.S. soybeans inspected for export last week, with most of that destined for China. In addition, the latest National Oilseed Processors Association data showed crushers in the U.S. processed 182.2 million bushels of soybeans in October. That topped expectations and marked a new record for the month. However, improving moisture conditions in Brazil and Argentina did pressure values. Corn was up, finding spillover support from soybeans, the December contract up 5.75 cents at 4.16 and a quarter. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of 817,000 tons were up 18% on the week, with China a noted customer. The U.S. corn harvest is nearing completion, with about 95% of the crop off the fields. Wheat futures were mixed for most of the day, but ended higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat had been posting losses in early activity, but ended up a penny in the December contract at 5.55 and a half. Kansas City wheat up 6 cents in December at 5.58 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up 4.5 cents in December at 5.98 per bushel. U.S. wheat shipments are running slightly ahead of last year's pace, with about 326,000 tons shipped last week. Expectations for production issues in Russia were a bit supportive, but good crop prospects in Australia kept a lid on the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, November 16th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.